You are listening to VVE Collective.
Hello, hello, hello. Is this thing on or what? It's Ines here and I have Emilka.
Welcome to our radio show.
Yes, we decided that for this program we are going to have ethereal music. And I don't know about you, but it was a little difficult to like decide on this like very few tracks that we can condense into 1 hour, because there's so much music out there that feels so incredibly like floaty and ethereal. And
so we picked all the different types of ethereal that we could think of for you to listen to.
But how was the experience for you? Was it difficult or?
I kind of just chose everything I liked. I didn't think about it too much. Okay. It's just everything that came to my mind first. At first I was just going to pick like 15 Grimes tracks, but then I thought that was rude, so I picked some other artists.
So if you could introduce the first track that you're going to play.
So the first track is called Ray by OQBQBO, who is an artist who is with Posh Isolation in Copenhagen. So I hope you guys like it.
Thank you.
that was Ray by OQBQBO. And I am authorized to pronounce this name because I have asked on Instagram how to pronounce it. And it is not Okbokbo. It is OQBQBO.
I actually had no idea how to pronounce it ever, so I'm so glad that you asked her and that she replied.
It's the most ethereal name because you don't even need to pronounce it, you just experience it.
Yeah, I guess so. It's more of like a feeling rather than a word even. Yeah,
that's gorgeous.
Amazing.
And on to the next track that is going to be my pick. I chose a track by a Polish artist, Julek Płoski, and the track is kind of like a remix of Skrillex, Scary Monsters and the Night Sprites, but the way it's remixed, it's really like, it makes it so ethereal for me, and I just like absolutely, yeah, love it. So I hope you will enjoy it too. Yes, Oh My God by Julek Płoski, one of my favorite artists, I think, of all time as of now.
So, if anyone wants to call in, by the way, you can go to the website and there should be a button up the top and you can make...
This is very untouchable. this is very untested, so it might be difficult, but we'll try our best to pick up your call.
And you can request some songs if you want, and we're not going to play them, but we can bully you for your music taste, which will be enjoyable for all of us. The next song that we're going to play is Sagrad Prekrasny by Grimes from her record Halfaxa, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time. I think it's super beautiful. So yeah, get ready for it. Thank you. I really love that era of Grimes so much. When she was just a little alien, like, she didn't even realize that song lyrics could really mean anything. So she's just singing little words into the mic.
So cute. Yes, really nice track. Thank you. And on to the next one, the next track I chose. I was trying to read on this, and I hope I understood it correctly, but it's like I don't know if I can say a band, because it's like a project where 10 artists collaborate for 10 weeks and making this album music, and it's called Wheelie Extender Group. I really hope I read that correctly. And the track is called Crash Modern Life, and it feels super ethereal to me. So let's have a listen.
That was an amazing song to crash your car to. So I hope nobody is driving right now. The next track is by an artist named Ikari. And it was really famous like over a decade ago among extremely online people who are into music. So if you're really into music online, like 12 years ago, you might recognize it. It's called Just Friends.
this is really so ethereal. Really nice. It's probably gonna go to my playlist as well. Thank you, Emily. And next track is a little bit special, I guess. It's a remix of a song made by Hannah Montana. I Wanna Know You. It was made by my friend Emilio, with like in collaboration with me. So it might be mixed in a very bad way, but I hope it's gonna sound good enough for you guys. It's like a vaporwave remix of that song. So it does like always, yeah, fills me up with this like another dimension kind of feeling. So let's just go.
Thank you.
really giving me the feels, this track. And next one is coming from Emily.
The next track is by Nicole Dullinganger, who used to post pictures of dead bodies on Tumblr. And the song is from her latest album. It's called Nymphs Finding the Head of Orpheus.
so dreamy and nice and relaxing, and now I feel my next track is not like that at all. And it's the fastest track and the only track that is like very fast I'm gonna play today, so I hope you can last through that, and I hope you will enjoy it regardless. I really don't think anyone is listening in a car, but you should definitely have your seatbelt on if you are. And it's called Yume Maboroshi by the artist called, and I am pretty sure I'm gonna pronounce this wrong, it's Cray VXN. At least that's how my best attempt on reading is going with this name. But yeah, enjoy. Wanted to add that the artist made two versions, and this is the sped up plus reverb type of thing. So ethereal, like how can you comprehend it?
Wow, the energy is as high as it's gonna get today. I just want to say that my friend Camille is looking for a girlfriend, and he's really hot, and he's a Libra, and he's really into fashion, but he's also straight. So, ladies, let me know if you want to date my hot friend. With that said, the next song is by Planet 1999, who is an artist from PC Music that also... One of the members is Karu, who makes really cute music, but this song is called Party.
Is still up, so please call us in if you want to hang out with Camille. But speaking of the next track, actually, I found this track Wow 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 via TikTok because there was a girl who was saying that if Twilight was made in current times, it would be part of the soundtrack. And when I hear anything about Twilight, I'm like immediately interested. So I gave it a listen, and at first I was like, no. But then I listened a few more times, and actually I do see this being on Twilight. It has a little bit of shoegazy vibe, which I really love about it. Lately I've been like, oh yeah, I'm kind of like into shoegaze these days, and then the only band I listen to is Slow Dive. But yeah, this is a track by... Wolf Alice, and it's called A Lipstick on the Glass.
Be exact.
Called Dizzy by an artist named Okelu.
And it might be either the last or the second last song on our program today. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So it seems like we are coming to an end. We have 3 minutes left of our audition, and I think I will try to play the last track, and then we just cut it wherever it stops at the end. But the track that you were hearing in the background of us speaking is Aphex Twin #3. Very nice ambient and ethereal track, in my opinion. Anything to say?
Thank you for listening to our radio show. You're all my best friends, and I hope you have the best night ever. And think about me and Maggie, your favorite girls in Aarhus.
Exactly that, yes. And the track is a little bit cringe, maybe, for some people. Not for me. I absolutely love it. yes. It's Enya Caribbean Blue. Goodbye.